same old you? Tired of being out of shape and out of luck with the opposite sex? Tired of being overweight and underattractive?
Yeah!
Oh, hello. I'm White Goodman,
owner, operator, and founder of Globo Gym America Corp. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be stuck with what you got.
Hey, Rory. Looking good.
Here at Globo Gym, we understand that ugliness and fatness are genetic disorders, much like baldness or necrophilia. And it's only your fault if you don't hate yourself enough to do something about it.
And that's where we come in.
Globo Gym employs a highly trained, multicultural staff of personal alteration specialists. And with our competitively priced on-site cosmetic surgery, we can turn that Frankenstein you see in the mirror every morning into a Frankenstein. Of course, you'll still be you in a legal sense, but think of it as a thinner, more attractive, better you than you could ever become without us.
How do I know? Well, I'm not only the founder of Globo Gym, I'm also a client. That's me, 6 years and 600 pounds ago, before I knew how much I hated myself.
Changed once I found it, Globo Gym. But don't just take my word. Listen to these Globo Gymmers tell you how it is. That feels good. Tickle machine. Pass, no. Pass out. Bad dog. No grundle.
Come on down. Because here at Globo Gym, we're better than you! And we know it!
Spare me.
Mr. LaFleur, this is Doris from the Department of Water and Power. We've been trying to reach you for some time now, but your phone was disconnected. I'm calling to inform you that we'll be shutting off your water and power at 5 p.m. today due to an 8-month overdue account. Thank you, and have a nice day.
This is Seth from Videorama. The following DVDs are now overdue. Drunken Hussies 3, Backdoor Patrol 5, and Mona Lisa's Smile. Thank you.
Plain to see you, so.
Hey, Peter.
How's my little tax shelter this morning?
Everything's ship shape.
Don't hold out on me. What's happening?
Oh, it's just, I'm trying this new voicemail dating thing, you know?
Right.
And, like, no one's even left me a message, and it's been almost 2 months.
Well, keep your chin up. There's someone out there for everybody.
You think? Absolutely.
You know, in some cases, there's two somebodies for one person. I like to call that the jackpot. See you later, Dater.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey, buddy. I'm really wailing on my glutes this morning.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'm going to shock the biceps later, finish up with some cardio, you know, change it up, keep the body guessing.
It's always been my approach. I like to keep my body guessing.
Sure, that's right. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
Amateur curling championships on ESPN.
I have no idea.
Wow. You missed a doozy. Really great stuff.
Yeah, I feel dumb for asking this, but how do you hear about these things?
Huh? OSQ, Obscure Sports Quarterly.
Of course, the OSQ.
Started reading it in college, you know, for the chicks.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
Love the orange and love the headphones.
Thank you very much.
Okay, when I come back, I want to see you on a different machine.
You got it, buddy. Ow. Ow.
You need a spot?
No, cool, Pete. Hey.
Okay, come on. Let's get this out of here. You okay? Like a human Chinese puzzle. Here, Yeah, we're not going to get hurt.
Thanks, man.
What are you doing with all that weight anyway? It's dangerous.
So, it'll be worth it when I'm at the cheerleading squad this time. Prove to Amber and everyone else that I'm not a loser.
Okay, hang on a second. You want to become a cheerleader to prove to a girl that you are not a loser?
Yeah. What?
Nothing. Just high school's changed a little bit since I was a kid.
Plus, if only anyone ever remembers what happened at last year's tryout. The laughing stock of the school.
I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. What happened at last year's tryouts?
Justin Redmond, ready in super sight.
Hey, Amber.
Hi, Justin. Good luck.
Good luck to you, making your judgments.
And from the girls' line, we need girl number 00, Martha Johnstone.
Oh.
Toss the hands, liberty, cradle out, okay?
Oh.
Ready? One, two. Liberty, ready?
Wow.
That's the worst.
Look, Justin, don't worry so much about this Amber situation. It'll all work itself out in the end.
Thanks, P.
You'll laugh at this one day. I'm laughing already.
Go at your own pace. That's what it's there for.
Who goes there?
It's me. It's Peter. It's Peter.
Oh, it's Peter.
Yeah.
Oh. Tis about the matter of payments from your membership. Steve be a touch short this month.
Well, that's all right, Steve. Just pay me when you get the money.
The dread pirate Steve be in no man's debt. I'll make a barter with you, true as the North Star.
Right.
In exchange for your kindness, I'll be splitting the buried treasure with you. Once I find that, that be.
That's not going to be necessary. I'm flattered by the gesture. But honestly, just, you know, a couple bucks here and there, I think we'll be fine.
Thanks, Peter. I'll be on the Stairmaster.
Okay, Steve. Next time, maybe just say hello. That's all. Okay. Hello.
Oh.
It's actually not my birthday till next month, but terrific.
I am so sorry. Hi, I'm Catherine Beach with Hawthorne Stone.
Oh.
Your bank?
Right, my bank. Well, you are very attractive for a banker.
Thank you. I'm not a banker. I'm a lawyer.
Really? And what kind of law are you involved in, Pretty Eyes?
Sexual harassment, mostly.
Oh.
But I also handle real estate and tax law, which is why I'm here.
Hang on a second. You're saying this place here is in default?
No. You're in foreclosure. You were in default during the 6 months we sent you delinquency notices.
I thought that those were just warnings.
They were warnings.
Well, no one warned me. So what happens now? I just pretty much make my payments out to somebody else.
It means you have 30 days to pay off the balance of your mortgage or you lose your gym.
Perfect. What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay? You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
Mr. LaFleur, I can assure you this is a very serious situation.
Yeah. No, this is extremely serious, Mrs. Beach.
It's Ms. I'm going to need to review all of your financial statements and assess any tax liabilities there may be.
Absolutely. I don't know how you say Ms. for a Mr., because it's just Mr., but if there was a Ms., Mr., I'm a Ms. as well.
You do keep financial records, don't you? Invoices, revenue reports, taxable income?
You kidding me? I got a whole closet full.
Here.
Yeah. Call them keepers. Problem is, I've never really filed them.
No kidding.
Just out of curiosity, who would want to buy this place anyway?
Now you're my bitch.
Involuntary spasms. Look at the show. Enjoy the show.
Bad time. I could always come back. Looks like some real dude sweat going on.
Add 3 pounds to the scales in the women's locker room before you go home.
Yes, sir.
Refreshment? I've got protein paste, carb laxative.
Oh, suffocated kumquat, perhaps.
No, thank you. I'm actually trying to cut down on those. Oh. They're good. They are good.
You know what you mean. Walk with me.
Avria, cellulite seminar tomorrow, 0600.
Nice job, Susie. You call that a sit-up? Don't slack, Trevor. I'm watching you. There's a good energy in the gym.
Let me guess why you're here, Pete. You're here because I bought out the second mortgage on your gym. You've got 30 days to make $50,000, or your gym becomes my gym.
Look, White, I know that we've had our differences in the past.
Differences? Is that what you call sleeping with three of my female trainers?
It was one night.
Or how about that strippergram you sent me for the Globo Gym one-year anniversary?
Stripper was meant to be congratulatory.
It was also a man.
Look, let's not get hung up on details here, okay? But we're both professionals.
Oh, really? Professionals? Last I heard, my gym makes money. Yours doesn't. My gym's worth over $4 million. Your gym isn't worth four. I have shareholders. You haven't even got cup holders.
Why would I want cup holders?
The point is, Globo Gym is a beacon of human physical perfection, a benchmark in the fitness community. Your gym is a skid mark on the underpants of society. See, Peter, I wasn't born expecting the world to do me any favors. I earned this body, and I built this temple out of nothing more than a little can-do attitude and some elbow grease. And yes, a large inheritance from my father, Earl Goodman. So if I choose to level average Joe's to build a new auxiliary parking structure for my members, so be it. There's nothing you can do about it. In 30 days, I'll be bulldozing that shit heap you call a gym into permanent nothingness. And I can only hope that you and the mongrel race that comprise your membership are inside it when I do. Show Mr. LaFleur out.
Turn it up high, Reggie. I want to burn.
So that's the deal. We got 30 days to raise $50,000, or average shows is history. Now I got 10 minutes. I'll open it up to some Q&A. Oh, you don't have to raise your hands. It's more of an open form. But yeah, okay. Owen, kick us off.
Yes, Peter. And I'm just spitballing here. But why don't we pay it off in Canadian dollars and save ourselves some money?
All right. Just so you know, if that's a route that you're interested in traveling, it's 50,000 American. It would be 70,000, roughly, Canadian dollars.
How are we going to come up with $120,000?
Oh, wait, no. You don't add them together. And technically, Peter, I'm sorry to say this, but it's more like $73,313.
But it doesn't matter. We can't come up with $50,000. We're screwed.
It seems to be an insurmountable amount of money.
No, it's not insurmountable. Come on. You can't just sit back like Global Gym take us over. Average Joe's is too important.
Gordon, where do you go when your wife changes the locks?
Average Joe's.
Right. Dwight, Owen, what are you guys going to do if Joe's goes under? We'll work at the airport again?
Say, well, I ain't working no airport again.
No, because you hated it. And Steve, what do you go to do whatever it is that you do?
Gar. Joe's be the only place for Steve.
Gar, you're right. You see? And I'll tell you, there's no way I can go back to working out of my high school.
What does it say? Laugh at me there. Lock me in lockers. Make me a clay. But not here. Not at Joe's. I need this place. You guys need this place. Come on.
I got it. I know how we can raise the money.
How?
Car wash. Ha, ha, ha!
What are the chances? Same day, right across the street? Come on, the girls beat us fair and square.
Now, I, for one, am going to be a gentleman about it. Go over there and congratulate each and every one of them personally.
Hi.
Guys, not to be a naysayer or anything, but the only customer we've had is that weird guy who keeps paying Justin to wash his truck.
That's it, boy. Get in there nice and deep, lad.
Yeah, that's not good.
God, this sucks.
The last stress is just a cutout.
Hey, Globo Gym, we're better than you, and we know it. Sign up now.
What's in the envelope?
Free 30-day trial memberships to Globo, Jim.
Cool. It's a joke, Owen. He sent it to us as an insult.
Maybe we could sell them for cash, because the car wash actually cost us money.
Wait, so we're further away from saving this place?
Right, so we're never going to raise enough money.
This blows.
Guys, I know this is tough to take, but if an impromptu car wash doesn't raise us the $50,000 we need to save this place, then I guess it just isn't in the cards. But trust me here. If there was any way in the world we could raise $50,000 in 30 days short of robbing a bank, I'd do it.
We could sell blood and semen.
Car.
What? Not mixed together.
Look, guys, I love the enthusiasm. I love the energy here. But we're looking at this thing here the wrong way. Let's start to celebrate the good times that was Joe. I mean, we got to start looking at this Irish wake style.
Yeah.
Let me be the first to say goodbye to Average Joe's. We gave it a hell of a run, guys. Now, let's try to have some fun. I'm going to go put on the thong song, and we'll tear this place apart.
Wait, wait, Peter, here. We could play dodgeball.
That's very nice, Gordon, but I just think everyone's tired. I really don't think playing the game's going to help.
We can play dodgeball. There's a tournament in Las Vegas. I feel so dumb I didn't think about it before. I read about the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open every single year in Obscure Sports Quarterly.
Of course. I mean, that's a very, very common, totally common thing.
Yeah, and the best part, Pete, is open to any team that wins a regional qualifying match. How the hell is dodgeball going to get us the $50,000 we need to save this place?
Guess they have a cash prize for the first place winner.
How much? $50,000.
Guys, we are not going to get $50,000 for playing dodgeball.
Why not?
Because, first of all, none of us even know how to play dodgeball.
I do. Yeah, we played NP last year. They showed us this film about it and everything.
Can you get your hands on that film?
Sure, I guess.
Guys, can we please try to be serious here for just one second?
You said anything we could do to raise the money, right?
Well, this is that anything. This is it right here.
Come on, guys, show of hands. Who wants to play dodgeball? Come on. Come on, Pete.
You guys have me at blood and semen.
You want it, don't you, fat boy? You want that donut? Go ahead and have a bite. Just a little bite. One little bite won't hurt you. Oh, mama.
Sir, Captain Beach is here to see you.
Give me 30 seconds and send her in.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you.
Oh, hello, Catherine. Good to see you. I didn't know you were dropping by.
You asked me to come over.
Did I?
Are you reading the dictionary?
Oh. You caught me. I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Grab a chair.
So, I trust everything's going swimmingly with our acquisition of Average Joe's?
So far, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to do over there, so I should probably get back. That is a really interesting painting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's me taking the bull by the horns. That's how I handle my business. It's a metaphor.
I get it.
But that actually happened, though. Anyway, we're a pretty tight-knit tribe here, but there's always room for one more squaw. So please, whatever you do, don't think of me as your boss.
Oh, I don't.
You know, I just don't want to get into a formal thing here. I'm white, you know? I'm white. W-H-I-T. E.
Well, thanks, Mr. Goodman, but I'm contracted by the bank. I mean, they just assigned me to your account, that's all.
Right, well, you work for the bank. Bank works for me. So, ipso facto, I'm your boss. Point is, I would love to see that pretty little bone structure of yours around here some more. I mean, there's no reason we need to be shackled by the strictures of the employee-employer relationship. Unless, of course, you're into that sort of thing. In which case, I got some shackles in the back. I'm just kidding. But seriously, I've got them.
I'm just doing my job, Mr. Goodman. In fact, I actually prefer it over there.
Really? You like it with those freaks over there in Loser Town, huh?
Freaks? They're not freaks. They're people, just like you and me.
People? People just like you and me. Oh, man. That is what I love about you, Kate. You've got a personality. Ah, that is rich. A real sauciness that I find extremely attractive. We should mate.
What?
Date. I said we should date sometime, you know, socially. Go out and kick it. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Hey, you know, in some cultures, they only eat vomit. I've never been there, but I read about it. In a book.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goodman. I don't take clients.
I get it. Don't crap where you eat. I understand. Michelle! Please escort Miss Veach out. Oh, and Catherine. Make sure my acquisition of that gym goes smoothly. They're up to something over there. I can smell it.
Boomer American Instructional Film, teaching America's youth since 1938. Hey there, it's me!
Holy mackerel, mister. You scared the jeepers out of me.
How would you like to take a break from that fine lead-based paint and learn about dodgeball?
Boy, would I! Wow. Where am I, mister?
You're in a Chinese opium den, Timmy. This is where the sport of dodgeball was invented in the 15th century by opium-addicted Chinamen. But back then, the Chinamen threw severed human heads at each other instead of the ADAA-approved balls we use today.
ADAA?
That's the American Dodgeball Association of America. Dodgeball is played with six players on each team and six rubber balls. The object of the game is to eliminate the opposing players. Once all the players on one team are eliminated, the opposing team wins.
Wow! I can't wait to get the fellas together and play.
Whoa, whoa! Hang on a second there, sport.
Patches O'Houlihan!
That's right, Timmy. Patches O'Houlihan, seven-time ADAA All-Star, is here to take you the rest of the way.
Jeepers! Really?
You betcha, champ. If you catch a ball that's thrown at you before it hits the ground, then the player who threw that ball is out, not you. Plus, another player from your team gets to come back into the game. It's a two-player swing.
Gee, thanks, Patches. I can't wait to start my own team at school.
Atta boy, Tiger. But remember, dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So, when you're picking players in gym class, remember to pick the bigger, stronger kids for your team. That way, you can all gang up on the weaker ones, like Winston here. Nice one, son. You'll be an all-star yet. Just remember the five D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Till next time, this is Patches O'Houlihan.
Okay, guys. Any questions? Great. And just for your information, I signed us up for the sub-regional qualifier tomorrow at the Waldorf Rec Center.
Well, we haven't even practiced yet.
Well, we have to qualify for the Vegas Open, and tomorrow's regional's our last chance.
All right, everyone just relax. I've always found the best way to learn a sport is by playing it anyway. If anyone needs me, I'll be in my office doing Mad Libs.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Appreciate that a lot. Okay, I think everybody knows...
Don't you have an office of your own?
I do have an office of my own. I have a very nice office with a view and air conditioning.
Rub it in.
What I don't have in my office is a closet overflowing with 30 years of financial transactions devoid of any discernible filing system known to man.
Hard to believe I only got a semester of junior college under my belt.
For instance, do you realize you haven't collected any membership fees in 13 months? I'm curious, is it strictly apathy or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed.
And I got to tell you, it feels phenomenal.
Well, I guess that makes sense in a really sad way.
Sad? You want to know what's sad? Six grown men playing dodgeball.
Okay, since I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and probably do some abs, going to shock it up, going to let it go. You know, I like to work out all the time for this kind of sporting event. You know, I got to stretch it out, got to be limber and loose. That's the only way to play. Hey, you guys take vitamins? I take vitamins all the time. I get your deal on. I hate guys.
Dodgeball, eh? Well, if Peter LaFleur thinks a few red rubber balls can save his sorry gym, well, he's in for quite a surprise.
Sorry, I'm late, guys.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Bad morning, boss.
They usually follow good nights, Dwight.
Hey, Gord, your family's here.
Huh?
Where? Right over there.
Great. She knows I don't like it when she watches me. I get all nervous.
Kids take after you, Gord.
Yeah, well, she's our stepmother. I remarried 3 years ago. You know, one of those internet mail order things.
How's that working out for you?
Really great. Really great. Hey, honey. L for love. Good times.
L for love? That doesn't mean love.
No, that's just... Everything. People have different translations for different things. And that's a special bond that you have with your mail order wife. I think that's nice.
Thank you, Spot.
How many teams are in this qualifier?
Two.
So all we have to do is beat this team and win the Vegas Open, right?
Yeah, yeah. That seems pretty simple.
Who's the other team?
I have it right here. Just a sec. Troop 417.
Christ. We're playing Boy Scouts.
Not quite.
Ready. Average Joe's ready. Set. Dodgeball. Are you all right?
Why would you hit a girl? Why?
I am so sorry. Are you okay?
Winner! 2417!
You're adopted. Your parents don't even love you.
And now, without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to award the...
First...
I'm sorry, we have a bit of a problem here. Unfortunately for Troop 417, during the ADAA required random drug screening, one of your players' urine tested positive for three separate types of anabolic steroids and a low-grade beaver tranquilizer. I'm afraid, by rule, your team must be disqualified.
God damn you, Bernice!
By the power vested in me, I declare the winner of this year's Dodgeball Regional Qualifying Tournament and Grammar Jamboree to be Average Joe's Gym.
All I'm saying to you, Kate, is that you can admit the real reason why you showed up today. It's okay.
Like I said, I was in the neighborhood, and I just thought you guys could probably use a cheering section.
Kate, if you want to join the team, all you have to do is ask.
Thank you, Peter. I don't.
But it's obvious that you dig me. You're hooked on LaFleur.
Oh, God.
I've been through this many times. I'm sorry. You can't stay away from me. I'm so stupid.
All right, now I'll admit that in spite of yourself, you have brief moments where you're not completely...
What? Well, I'm not completely what?
Pathetic.
Oh, hey, wife.
I didn't think that Nazi camp got out until 8. Did you decide to skip arts and crafts?
Yes, I did.
Oh, hello, Kate. I wasn't aware I was paying you to socialize.
You're not. I'm off the clock.
Well, isn't that convenient for you? And the clock.
I just thought I'd drop by and congratulate you on your victory by disqualification today and introduce you to the team that will be winning the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open.
My team.
Allow me the pleasure of introducing you to Blade. Laser. Blazer. I believe you've met my fitness consigliere, Michelle.
You bet.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Our last player. Meet Fran Stalinaskovich.
Oh.
In her home country of Romanovia, dodgeball is the national sport. And her nuclear power plant's team won the championship 5 years running. Which makes her the deadliest woman on Earth with a dodgeball. Ball me, Blazer. Show them, Fran. That's just a changeup. End of demo. We are the Globo Gym Purple Cobras. And we will rock you.
I think that guy might really be dead. Wait a minute. How can you be entered in the Las Vegas Open? You didn't even win a regional qualifying match.
Oh, my God. We never even won a regional qualifying match.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. The dodgeball chancellor's an extremely personal friend of mine. And I helped him shed some unwanted poundage before beach season. So you can close your little rule book on that one, Poindexter.
Look, White, we didn't come here to rumble, all right? We came here to celebrate as a team. So if you don't mind, there's plenty of bar here for you and the Lobanots.
Team? What team? Your best player thinks he's a pirate.
Hey! Stop that! Whoa. First of all, he is way more of a pirate than you will ever be. And secondly, we don't know who our best player is yet. We've only had one game. It could be any one of us at this point.
That's great. Go ahead, make your jokes, Mr. Jokey. Joke maker. But let me hit you with some knowledge. You should quit now and save yourself the embarrassment of losing with these losers in Las Vegas, LaFleur.
Alliteration aside, I think I'll take my chances in the tournament.
Yeah, you will take your chances.
I know. I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché. Me and my squad are going to split. But we'll see you at the tournament. Oh, and LaFleur, best bring your bib. Because it's going to get messy.
Are you all right? You okay?
Let's bounce. Cobras.
Okay, guys, let's just get ourselves cleaned up and head on home, all right?
Hey, you. That was the worst damn display of dodgeball I've seen in 40 years.
You want to have dodgeball victory, you got to grab it by its haunches and you got to pump it into submission. That's the only way.
Okay, crazy guy. I'm going to go home now.
I ain't crazy, and I ain't a guy. The name's Patches O'Houlihan. I'm your new coach.
Patches O'Houlihan? The guy from the dodgeball team?
Yeah, he said he wants to coach us.
And you said yes.
Look, I figured having the steady hand of a seasoned dodgeball coach could only benefit us, Dwight.
All right. Well, he's not weird or anything, is he?
No. No, he's totally normal. Normal for us.
Line up, ladies!
What do you mean, line up?
No!
What?
You're gonna learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibbank, go ahead.
Me? Shouldn't we, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Any other questions?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, patches.
Oh.
Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Necessary?
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Okay.
And if you're going to leave this squad on the floor, you've got to learn to do the dance in the dark. Put that on. All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
There you go. God,
duck, dip, dive. I've got 3 weeks to whip you suck-ass mayor junkies into shape.
Come on! I get better runs than my short.
And tomorrow, one of their guys goes out. One of our guys comes back in. That's the way you hurdle. That's the way you win. Let's go, a little hustler!
Good luck to you, Gordon. I want you to remember now that it's 90% mental.
Okay.
If you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
Come on, Guy Gordon. Come on. Jack! Have fun! I'm okay!
Okay,
have
Dad. Fun!
Smithy. You're about as useful as a poopy flavoring lollipop.
Quick speed! Fast hands! Hit it and throw! Pick up the pace!
All right, what a bunch of females all! Jesus! Give me that! You couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat. Where's your killer instinct, son? You gotta get angry. You gotta get mean. That's the only way you can play.
Well, I guess I'm not really an angry person.
Are you angry now?
Leave it out. All right.
Come on, let's get going here.
I'm okay.
Will help?
What? 8 years of softball.
Man, she got to be a lesbian.
She is not a lesbian.
All I know is that dad can play.
We need you. You're really good.
Yeah, Owen will be team manager if you play.
I will?
Sure.
Look, guys, I find White Goodman creepy just like you do, but...
Yeah, all the more reason for you to join us.
Come on, Kate. Time to put your mouth where our balls are.
Sorry, I can't. I'm under contract. It would be a conflict of interest.
Suit yourself.
All right, guys, you heard Billie Jean King. No crying in the breast milk. We've got plenty of work to do. Let's go.
Oh, man.
That's not good for us.
Now, we punch the pizza dough down, and it's time to sauce it up. Oh, boy, is my mouth watering. You're going to want to put a big dollop of that tangy red dead center on the dough, then use the cheese to shove it to the edge.
Oh,
make
yeah. Sure, I think you should take a look at... Whoa!
No! What?
What have I said about knocking? Always knock.
Whoa. Sorry, sir.
And what is so important that you need to interrupt me during my private reflection period?
These. They're getting better.
Yes. I can see that, Michel. I'm through playing games. It's time to end the square dance once and for all.
What about the girl? She can throw.
Well, I'll simply have to woo Kate a bit sooner than nature intended. But rest assured, Michelle, there's no resisting when White Goodman puts on his shiny shoes.
White! Surprise!
White? What are you doing here? How do you, know where I live?
It's called the Freedom of Information Act, Kate.
The hippies finally got something right.
Just kidding. But not really.
Hey, I got some great news. Sit down.
What is it?
You're fired.
I'm what?
You're fired. I called up the bank and told them that you were stealing and drinking on the job. And they bought it. Can you believe it?
They signed some other Johnny Pencil Pusher to my account.
Why would you do that?
I'm here to begin my courtship with you, Kate.
You fired me so I'd date you?
Yeah.
You are a crazy little man.
Come on, Kate. I know you've been hiding some feelings for me.
Oh, yeah. Nausea. If you don't get off my porch in 2 seconds, you're going to know exactly how that feels.
Woo-hoo. You like freaky stuff, huh? That's cool. Well, I can be naughty, too. Real freaky naughty.
Ooh, you a naughty freak?
You need some help leaving, White?
This doesn't concern you, LeFleur.
Not nearly as much as your hair does, that's for sure. But, I believe she asked you to leave.
I get it. You caught the scent of a lesser stag in your nostrils. Pity. I'll let you have your little moment, LeFleur. Because after this tournament, your gym, your life, and your gal are going to be mine. To be continued.
Ah! Oh! You don't get to touch me. Ever.
Okay, Romeo. Let me help you up.
Get off of me! Don't you touch me! It is over between us, Kate. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
Yeah.
Do I smell cookies?
Dear Barbara...
I like unicorns.
Wow. Look, I know you said no to joining the team, but I'd like you to reconsider as a personal favor to me.
Look, Peter,
look,
you
before
don't...
you answer, I think it's important for you to know that you'd have your own changing room.
Really?
Sort of. Oh, and there's also this.
Oh, okay, what's this?
I overdid.
Oh, look at you. 2 expired movie passes and a coupon for 1 free back rub from Peter LeFleur.
Play your cards right, that could turn into a full body.
Okay, will you just stop, please? I don't want your perk package. I don't want your back rub. I just want to see the look on White Goodman's face when we win that tournament.
You're in?
I'm in.
Las Vegas, a city built upon sand, broken dreams, and $5 lobster. A city where you can get a happy ending, but only if you pay a little extra. A city home to a sporting event greater than the World Cup, World Series, and World War II combined. Live from Las Vegas, it's the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open here on ESPN 8, The Ocho. Bringing you the finest in seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this year's annual Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open, brought to you exclusively here on ESPN 8, The Ocho. We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas University Learning Annex. My name is Scott McKnight, and with me, as always, is my partner in crime, Pepper Brooks. Pep.
Yeah, Cotton. Hey, everybody, 32 teams in play. That means four wins is going to get you in the final match, with that fifth win getting you the 50K that everyone's chasing. Cotton.
Well, there's an electricity in the air, folks, a palpable hue of anticipation. Immortality, five simple victories away. They've come from all over the globe, from Kathmandu to Timbuktu and all points in between, to compete in the one true human test, dodgeball.
Guys, I figured a real dodgeball team needs real dodgeball uniforms. And so I threw out those old ratty ones and designed these myself.
All right! What's our thing going on? Maybe we start smacking each other.
I hope everything fits.
Wait.
Nice.
This isn't right. This isn't what I ordered.
Yes.
What the hell is that? This is screwed up.
This is great. What are you supposed to do now?
Don't worry. We'll play in what we've got on, okay?
No, we can't. ADAA rules require we wear matching uniforms.
Well, I don't think they require assless chaps, okay?
All right, look, everybody, calm down here for a second. Listen, we're going to have plenty of time to find other uniforms before we have to play.
Ladies, we got to get on the court or we're going to forfeit the game. Come on, let's go. Let's see some movement. Chop, chop. I don't see any movement. Let's go.
How about those dodgeball dancers, folks?
That is some good, clean family fun there, eh, Cot?
Right you are. Here comes Germany's Team Blitzkrieg. The reigning European champ hopes to extend their empire here on American soil. Appeasement be damned. And here comes the relatively unknown challengers, a regional qualifying team, Average Joe's Gymnasium.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
That's right.
Hey, asshole! You guys suck!
Thank you. Nice to be in Vegas.
Hi. We're all here, and we are ready to play.
Okay.
And we'll get our first glimpse of the Average Joe squad sporting some unwieldy uniforms.
I feel like I'm watching a share video, Cotton.
Average Joe's ready!
Yarr!
Blitzkrieg ready!
Dodgeball!
And we're underway! Average Joe's versus the heavily favored German team. Of course, S&M gear first made popular by the lyric poet Sappho from the island of Lesbos.
Oh! Clean it! You're out!
Leather and latex belong in the bedroom, not on the dodgeball court, Cotton.
Where's that training? Dodge, duck, dip, dodge, dodge!
Oh, Captain Peter LaFleur gets eliminated, and Gocho Ulahan is not happy.
We
I'll tell you what, this Average Joe's team doesn't look up to snuff.
Midnight in Fred!
accident. You stepped over the line. You're up.
Whoa, Dan, the average Joe's catches a break there. But the German's still dominating this Maginot line-like defense.
Oh, good job by the submissive out there.
Just two players left for Joe. Ow! Check that. Make it one.
Looks like average Joe's might be hitting home early. It's all up to the only player without a Y chromosome, Kate Beach.
Oh, what a throw!
Hold your phone, she's got a cannon.
You're the only man out there. Give it to him, baby.
The Germans have a 2-1 advantage. Oh, great catch, and Peter McClure is back in the game. How about that? It's a 2-on-1 switcheroo. And now Joe's has the upper hand. Great deflection.
Take it to him.
He's ballless now.
He doesn't have any balls, Carlos.
Shocking upset.
I feel shocked.
Yeah! Yeah! He's like a Schweine. Ja, Sander, über unser Hauskopf. Lukas!
You must be Daddy.
Average Joe's has shot the dodgeball pundits and made it to tomorrow's round, where we'll separate the wheat from the chaff, the men from the boys, and the awkwardly feminine from the possibly Canadian. So don't go anywhere, folks. It's just getting exciting.
What the hell?
That guy's a dickhead.
You want to see me, Patches?
You did good out there, real good. You're a natural leader, LeFleur. Those men and that Lesboy in there believe in you.
Kate's not for
sure. Ah, no. Hey, that's for you.
I can't accept dispatches.
You're a hell of a player, Peter. You earned it. I've got some hookers in my room. What do you say we go celebrate my treat?
No, thanks. I think I'll just stick with the Squawker, but thank you, though.
Suit yourself, queer.
Justin?
Amber? Jeez Louise, what are you doing here?
We're here for the National Cheerleading Championships.
Oh, yeah, no joy. The NCCs, that's so awesome.
Yeah, we're in the finals tomorrow. What are you doing here?
I'm in the dodgeball tournament. Yeah, these are my teammates, Dwight, Miss Veach, and, Gordon. Yeah, this is Amber, so...
Come on, babe, I want to ride the roller coaster.
Oh, hey, Derek. Sweet do, man.
Get Ben's helmet. Let's go, Amber.
It was nice to see you, and good luck tomorrow.
And also you. You look... good. What?
Don't worry about that guy, Justin. He's a total jerk.
Yeah, he'll probably fall off the roller coaster and break every bone in his body.
Nice, Dwight.
I'm just saying it happens. My cousin Ray Ray, whoop, dead.
Thanks.
Let's huddle up here. We got some work to do. We got lucky in the first round. We caught those dirty crowd snapping, but that ain't going to happen again. So blow out the horse hockey and remember what I taught you. Blockers in the center, funneling, aim low, and will someone catch a goddamn ball? It's like watching a bunch of retards trying to hump a doorknob out there. Get it together! Let's play some dodgeball! Hands in. One, two, three, go!
Average Joe's ready!
Yes!
Lumberjack's ready! Dodgeball!
Get out for them facing these lumberjacks in the second round. These woodsmen probably haven't even smelled a woman in 8 months.
Ooh! They must masturbate a lot, Cotton.
Please, ooh, you're up!
Got him in the deer gun. And Amos Joe's fucking gun. Oh, now there's a souvenir for a lucky man.
Boom! Kipper! Peter LeFleur nailed him. That's all she wrote, folks.
Joe's does some clear cutting of their own and moves on to the quarterfinals. Lobo Jim hoping to drop
A-bomb here on the kamikaze.
I don't know how they can play in diapers, Cotton. I never could.
Peekaboo!
Oh, wait! Goodman is blowing his patented peekaboo-style attack Del Suzuki Toyota Oceanawa. This is my dojo.
Oh! He's gonna feel that tomorrow. What, Cotton? Break his beak?
A relentless Globo Gym attack led by their Lilliputian leader, White Goodman.
It's gotta be the hair, Cotton. It's beautiful, feathered, and lethal. You just don't see it nowadays.
Globo Gym says, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, and freezes into the semifinal.
Skills that you're ready? Average Joe's ready.
Oh, yeah.
Dutchman. Average Joe's planning to play a hate skills that kills the inner city chap for 5 years straight. Skills might be looking fast, Average Joe's, doing a little more dancing than dodgeballing out there.
They better chickity-check themselves before they wreck themselves, Cotton.
Right you are, partner. Great catch. The floor, wheels, and fire. Got him. Winner! Average Joe's! Average Joe's not blinded by the bling bling and advances to the semifinals. Globo Jim's making mincemeat of the Las Vegas Police Department. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah! Bullseye!
Winner! Globo Jim!
Sportsmanship be darned. Globo Jim hands the Las Vegas Police Department a 187, and they're going to the finals. The Gipsy State Flying Cougars are all over Average Joe's today. It just doesn't look good for them. The winner of this match goes on to face Globo Gym in the finals, and right now it's right in the testicles.
Ouch, town population, you, bro!
Average Joe's down to their final two players.
Come on!
Peter LaFleur can't hold on. He's got to sit down.
Time out! Bernie! Give up! Give up! Time! Time is up!
It looks like the clock is about to strike midnight on this Cinderella story, turning Average Joe's into the proverbial pumpkin.
I sure do like pumpkins, Cotton.
You ain't gonna be able to hit them. They're too good and you suck something off.
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Only shot is for you to get angry.
Roger that. Okay.
All right. Hands in. One, two, three.
Joe's!
You gotta get angry. Get angry now!
Jordan Bibb alone facing five Cougars. It's all over but the crying. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye.
Dodgeball!
And let the dodgeball slaughter begin. The deflection there. Hang on, and another one.
It's just unbelievable, Cotton.
Folks, I never would have dreamed it possible. But with seven-time ADAA All-Star Patches O'Houlihan at the helm, I guess it must be the luck of the Irish.
Tomorrow, we're going to pecker slap those Globo Gym bastards!
Yeah! You really think we can beat Globo Gym, Pete?
As long as we got passes, we got a shot.
Probably the way he would have wanted to go.
What?
Guys, what are we going to do without Patches?
We're going to get our taints handed to us, that's what.
What's a taint? I don't know. Sounds bad.
Maybe you should go say something to the guys.
Yeah. They don't really make a sorry your dodgeball coach just got crushed by 2 tons of irony Hallmark card. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca, Pedro?
What?
We're opening a new Globo gym in Mexico City. I've been boning up on my Spanish. Michelle was having some digestive problems. I hope you don't mind.
Will you shut that? For all of us, baby.
So that's the deal. I give you $100,000. You sign over the deed to your gym. Period. End no story.
You really think you can come in here and buy me out, White? You're a lot dumber than I thought.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once. Look, Peter, I know what it's like. Really, I mean, for all our blustery back and forth, we're really pretty much the same guy. We're both leaders. And I like what you've done with the gym over there, really. I love the whole, I'm not okay, you're not okay, but that's okay thing you got going. You can be fat as long as you're happy on the inside. It's great. It works. And they love you. Woo! Do they love you? You're their Fonzie, Pete. Hey! Right? But do you really think it's fair for them to put all that pressure on you? All the time? Looking to you to solve their every problem? I mean, come on. I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you. You're heading for a fall, Pete. Sooner or later, Average Joe's is going to close. And when it does, they're going to blame you. I don't know if you've ever seen $100,000, except maybe in the movies. But I assure you, something gets lost in the translation. Money. $100,000. Dodgeball game. Take the money. Invest it in something. Give it to charity. I don't care. Just sign the contract.
Come on, guys. Well, we got Peter.
And they got guys named Laser and Blazer and Taser and all kinds of agents.
Gart, Steve's got to go drain the sea monster.
Here you go, guys. Justin, your virgin daiquiri.
Thank you, sweetie.
Gordon? But
nothing for me.
Dwight says we're going to get killed out there. What do you think, Peter?
Let's not talk about tomorrow.
Well, what are we going to do, Pete?
I don't know, Justin. It's a little complicated, isn't it?
Wait, but what do you think we should do?
Yeah, come on, tell us,
Pete. Come on, boss. What's the plan? Yeah.
What do you guys want from me here? I don't have a plan for you. We're going to play Globo Gym tomorrow, and we're probably going to lose. It's the truth. The sooner you guys get that through your head, the easier this whole thing's going to be.
He didn't mean that. Is he being serious?
He's probably just stressed out.
I've never seen him like that.
Gar, lady, where are you headed? Peter.
You are not a pirate.
Okay, guys, let's get out of here and get some rest for tomorrow, all right?
Dwight, I'm gonna catch up with you guys later. I'm gonna go have a bathroom. Go to the drink. In the bathroom.
Whatever you do, wash your hands.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so.
Excuse me, miss. I was wondering.
You're the one who stares at me. Why is this?
Because I think you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Watch it, freak.
because it's time for the championship match here on ESPN HD Ocho. We've seen it all here, folks. Grit, determination, incontinence. And it's all come down to this, a Cinderella story. Average Joe's Gymnasium hopes to drive their Vorpal Blade, Snicker Snack, deep into the heart of the dodgeball Jabberwocky that is the Globo Gym Purple Cobras, and walk away with $50,000 in stone-cold cash. Hello, everybody, and welcome to what you've all been waiting for, a David and Goliath story truer than the Bible itself. The championship dodgeball match here on ESPN 8, The Ocho.
Peter? Hello? Peter? Come on, everybody headed down.
So, what happens on a double fault?
Oh, on any double fault, you go to a sudden death elimination. This is continuation rule 113D.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, wait up.
Oh, Justin! Oh, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Really? I mean, why? What's up?
Derek fell off the roller coaster and broke every bone in his body. He can't compete.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
He was a center QB with me. I mean, without the center QB, we can't do our routine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You gotta do it.
What? No. I can't.
Oh, please. You are the only one in Las Vegas who knows our routine.
I can't. I mean, I have the dodgeball championships at noon.
Oh, you'll be back in time. I promise.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta tell the guys.
No time.
I gotta tell the guys.
No time.
Average Joes are a 50-1 underdog here today. No one is giving them much of a chance. What do you think, Beth?
Cotton, hey, I spoke with White Goodman before today's match, and he told me that his team really wants to win this one.
Right you are, and a stage is set for Darwin's cruelest play to unfold. So don't go anywhere, folks. The Schadenfreude is about to begin.
I don't understand. Why would Peter leave?
Because he knows we're going to get killed out there, that's why.
Hey, that's not true. Hey, look, I don't know why Peter left, but we can do this without him. We're just going to have to figure it out. Owen, you'll have to play.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, great. But we'll still be two players short. We're still missing the teenage love puppy and Steve the Pirate.
Who's Steve the Pirate?
The only guy on our team who dresses like a pirate.
Wait. There's a guy on our team dressed like a pirate?
And now, let's hear it for the West Davenport High School Purging Donkey!
Listen up.
Trophy to win.
And here come the Globo Gym Purple Cobras, led by White Goodman, all business. We haven't seen Average Joe's yet. They still haven't made it to the court. It could be a psychological ploy, or perhaps something worse.
They're definitely not on the court, Cotton. Their absence is noticeable.
And we'll be right back after these words are...
Take it a bottle of water. Aren't you Peter LaFleur?
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, that's me. No, but I'm a big fan of yours.
Really?
Yeah, I've been watching the dodgeball tournament on the Ocho. The ESPN 8. I just can't get enough of it. But good luck in the tournament. I'm really pulling for you against those jerks from Globo Gym. I think you better hurry up or you're going to be late.
Actually, I decided to quit. Lance.
Quit? You know, once I was thinking about quitting when I was diagnosed with brain, lung, and testicular cancer all at the same time. But with the love and support of my friends and family, I got back on the bike, and I won the Tour de France 5 times in a row. But I'm sure you have a good reason to quit. So what are you dying from that's keeping you from the finals?
Right now feels a little bit like shame.
Well, I guess if a person never quit when the going got tough, they wouldn't have anything to regret for the rest of their life. But good luck to you, Peter. I'm sure this decision won't haunt you forever.
Steve the Pirate Scurvy!
No, not ringing any bells.
Forget it, man.
Please, we'll play with four people. It's not an advantage. Can't you bend the rules just this once?
There's nothing I can do. Rules are rules. You don't have enough players. Inform the committee and Mr. Goodman about Average Joe's forfeit.
Yes, sir.
Better luck next year.
Sorry I'm late. You won't believe what just happened to me, though. Hey, guys, what's up?
You're just in time to help us forfeit.
Forfeit? Why?
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but... Yes, no, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
To the tournament floor we go for the scepter presentation from the Dodgeball Chancellor.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the power vested in me by our governing body, the American Dodgeball Association of America, and in concordance with our sponsors, Lumber Liquidators and Omaha Steaks, it gives me great pleasure to declare the winner of this year's Las Vegas International Tournament to be...
Wait! He's here!
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. Ready to play, Your Honor.
Too late, LeFleur. Your lovable band of losers already forfeited. The trophy and the money are mine.
Well, he's right. The team is already forfeited. There's nothing you can do.
Woo-hoo! Facial, LeFleur! Total facial! Woo!
Actually, that's not true. That's not true. The tournament committee can overturn the chancellor's decision, that's you, sir, by a two-thirds vote.
Oh, well, he's right.
What?
He's right.
Yeah, so it's a bylaw. It's a bylaw. What's a bylaw?
Hang on a second here, folks. We might just have the championship game yet. Listen to this crowd.
Well, Pepper, it's clear what the crowd here wants, but the committee members have the final say, and it looks like they've come to the city.
Joe's needs two yes votes to play. There's one thumbs up. Good news for Joe's.
Oh, please.
Let's see how our second judge votes.
Thank you.
Tough sledding there. It's all even. Their fate hangs on the thumb of our final judge. Thumbs up. Average Joe's can play.
They're a poppy cop! You can let them do that?
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, Captain, shake hands, and let's have a clean match!
Good luck, White.
Cram it up your cram hole, LeFleur. Prepare to be humiliated on cable television.
Whatever.
Nice of you to show up.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
What? I got a plan.
Okay, guys, let's play smart. Wait for your two-on-ones. Hover closely for your pickups. What's our team motto?
Aim low?
That's right. All I'm asking is that you give it your best for passes. I say we go out there, we let it all hang loose, try to have some fun. I mean, it's only dodgeball, right? Put them in. One, two, three, go!
Joe's has lost their two best players early.
Oh, my
Bombs. Dwight Baumgarten still playing hard. Hits the chest. Oh, right on the dome.
You're my mess, John.
Crookus, 2-1 SA, and Globo Jim is dominating.
Hey. You're out! You're out!
I don't know what that was all about, but it leaves Joe's on the wrong side of a 4-2 advantage. Joe gets an elimination. It's 2-on-3.
Get out! Gordo! Lose your temper, Gordo! Get mad!
White Goodman with a catch. Gordon Smith goes out, but Joe Jones comes back in.
You're out! All right.
Well, it's all up to Average Joe's youngest member. He's got to make a play here, Pepper.
Word, Cotton.
4 Cobras and 1 Joe. Even a rabid mongoose wouldn't have a chance now. Oh, nice dog. Oh, they're just toying with the young man now.
He's got to avoid getting hit here, Cotton. That's the key.
Let's go, let's go.
Oh, wow, great game. And another. Peter LaFleur comes back into the game. Just like that, a three-player swing. Joe's isn't done yet.
Just done. I love you.
I love you.
Yoni Lachachi.
2 players left on each side. What a mess. What a sport. Throw out the rule book, folks. It's down and dirty now. Street dodgeball. Look out! The floor goes down. He's a sitting duck. How about that, folks? Kate Beach takes the dodgeball bullet for Peter LaFleur. Now that's sacrifice.
As touching a moment as we've seen on the dodgeball court all tournament.
Oh, hey! A blatant cheap shot from White Goodman.
That's court misconduct! That's a warning! Oh, come on, give me a break!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It was an accident. Come on. I thought she was in play.
Not a chance.
What? We're sweating like grease monkeys out here. I can't hold on to a ball.
Sorry, miss, but you're out. You got to get off the court.
Watch him, man. Come on.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Kick his ass.
Here comes the in-game restart.
Players to your positions.
Looks like it's going to be a 2-on-1, a menage a trois of fate.
Usually you pay double for that kind of action, Cotton.
We're playing ready dodgeball. Going for extra feet. Ready? Dodgeball!
It's a cat and mouse game, folks. Peter LaFleur has got to wait for his shot. He gets the elimination! Oh, my! Globo Jim wins the Cinderella story, cast asunder. Average Joe's has come all this way for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
They're not going to get anything, Cotton.
No elimination. Double fault. Double fault. You stepped over the line on a throw. Double fault.
You've got to be out of your mind. That is the worst call that I have ever seen. I mean, I'm out here busting my butt, and you come in here with a bullshit call like that? That is total bull crap.
ADA continuation rule 113D, sir. Sudden death. All right, bring it.
I don't believe it, folks. Sudden death. Well, let me tell you, a double fault final play elimination hasn't occurred since the Helsinki episode of 1919, and I think we all remember how that turned out. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to witness the greatest happening in sport. Sudden death dodgeball.
Pepper needs new shorts.
White, Peter, this is sudden death. Only striking an opposing player eliminates him. Catching the ball does nothing. Both feet must remain in the triangle at all times. You may throw any time after my call. Understood? Okay, let's have a clean match. Good luck, gentlemen.
This is it. La loser. You ready for the...
Boom!
Hurricane. Just don't go crying to Mama when I spank you in front of all these people, White. You don't go crying to your daddy after I wipe it up with your face. Oh, White. Yeah. You look awful fat in those pants.
Players to your positions.
Sudden death is all about gamesmanship, folks. Throw too early and you're defenseless. Throw too late and you're eliminated. Dilemma?
The name is Dodgeball.
This sport doesn't build character, it reveals it.
F and A, Cotton. F and A.
Listen up, Crotchstain. Remember your training and trust your instincts. You can do it. I believe in you. Bye-bye.
Right. Players, turn and step in. This guy.
23 years of broadcasting. I thought I'd seen it all, folks, but it looks like Peter LaFleur has actually blindfolded himself.
Yeah, he will not be able to see very well, Cotton.
Ready?
Dodgeball!
Goodbye, Peter. I always knew you were weak.
Air Goodman coming at you.
Championship match.
Unbelievable!
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been to the Great Wall of China. I have seen the pyramids of Egypt. I've even witnessed a grown man satisfy a camel. But never in all my years as a sportscaster have I witnessed something as improbable, as impossible as what we've witnessed here today. The little team that could, Average Joe Gymnasium, underdog throughout, stand before us in Globe as true dodgeball champions.
On behalf of the American Dodgeball Association of America, it is my honor to present to you this check of $50,000.
Oh, yeah!
What are you so happy about, LaFleur? None of this matters. You signed your gym over to me last night, remember? You lost, I won. Suck failure, freaks.
Peter, is that true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true I sold Average Joe's to White. It's true that every man has his price. And it's also true that money won is a lot sweeter than money earned. Now he's a philosophizer.
Step aside, please.
Here are your winnings, Mr. LaFleur. Congratulations.
Right on time. I appreciate it. Thank you, boys.
What is that? Who is that? What winnings? What is that?
Gosh, I totally forgot to tell you. I took the $100,000 bribe that you gave me last night. I put it on us to win. We were going off at 50 to 1. Anyone? Top of your head? What's 50 times $100,000?
$50,000?
$5 million, Peter. Are you kidding me?
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Stick it in your ear, LaFleur. I wouldn't sell you your gym back for all of King Midas's silver. The gym is mine. So you can take your band of yellow-bellied losers and just crawl out of here. Oh, you're right. What, I can't make you sell Average Joe's back to me. So, I guess I'll just take your advice and invest in something. Say, the controlling stake of Globo Gym.
That's preposterous. I'd never allow it.
Globo Gym is a publicly traded company. There is nothing you can do about it.
So, I would control Globo Gym and everything that Globo Gym owns, which, as of last night, is Average Joe's.
Average Joe!
I'm your boss, right?
You can't be my boss. Nobody's my boss. I'm my own boss. I created myself.
You fired him.
You can't do anything to me. You go down the floor. You're going down like a sweet nothing.
Another time.
You stop the floor. Give me that.
straight.
Hey. Peter. Look, it's Steve the pirate.
Wow. I just wanted to tell you that I thought about what you said, and I guess you're right. I'm not really a pirate.
I don't know, Steve. I mean, if you're not a pirate, who the hell am I going to split all that very treasure with?
Gar! Peter!
Gar, Steve. You.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Joyce? Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you were in Guam.
I caught an earlier flight. I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
You are amazing.
I told you she was a lesbian.
Wow. Good call.
Hey, I'm not a lesbian.
You're not?
No. I'm bisexual.
Oh, snap!
All right, everybody, smile big. I'm Peter LaFleur, owner and operator of Average Joe's Gym. And I'm here to tell you, you're perfect just the way you are. But if you feel like losing a few pounds, getting healthier, and making some good friends in the process, then Joe's is the place for you. And don't forget that youth dodgeball classes are forming right now. So come on down and learn a great game the way it's supposed to be played. Right, kids?
Spare me. I won that tournament. Fucking Chuck Norris. You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. I can't to tell by the way I run. Every time you make eyes at me. Yeah.
I hope you're all happy now. Good guy wins, bad guy loses. Big friggin' surprise. I love happy endings. You know, that's the problem with the American cinema. Can't handle any complexity in it, you know? Don't make me think. I just want to be entertained. All right, fine. Want a little something-something for the ride home? Check these boots out for size.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, put it up in charge. Once the boys go crazy.